In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, as we should remember from the later half of Advent, when we hear several stories of remarkable births that foretell the coming of an important servant of God, that births to women who are barren or beyond childbearing years are one of the signs that someone is going to be important for God. And we see that in our first reading today about the prophet Samuel, who was both one of the major prophets of the Old Testament, which means, you know, very important to the life of the children of Israel, that he repeatedly called the children of Israel back to fidelity with God. But he was also the last of the judges, because prior to King Saul, the children of Israel didn't have any kings. Rather, when there was a need, God would raise up a judge, an important and powerful figure who would usually through military means save the people from their enemies. Though Samuel was not a military judge, he was simply the leader of Israel during his time. And we see that he too was born to a woman who was barren. And remember, at this time, being barren was seen as being somehow a punishment from God. And you can understand that too, because if you didn't have any children to take care of you in your old age, you were in a world of hurt. This was before Social Security or anything like that. So children were, at that time, the ultimate retirement planning. So she had no children. And so Hannah comes before the sanctuary of the Lord, and she's praying. And Eli makes the understandable mistake of thinking, this woman is drunk. You know, having seen drunk people come into church and pray, I can entirely understand why Eli thought this. But she wasn't drunk. She was just very, very distressed. And so when Eli finds out what her situation is, he adds his prayer to hers, and she is granted what she seeks. She's granted a child. Now, what's going to be very interesting to see, as we'll see this tomorrow in the days to come, she doesn't keep this gift of God to herself. You know, God, she has been barren, and God gives her a child, and she gives the child back to God. She dedicates the child to God and gives him to the care of the priest Eli, who raises him in the service of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.